to be true dodgeballers, then you've got to learn the 5 D's of dodgeball. Dodge, duck, dip, dive, and dodge. If you master the 5 D's, no amount of balls on earth can hit you.
I'm definitely not going to try repeating that. Those were the famous words of Patches O'Houlihan, played by actor Rip Thorne, in the 2004 hit comedy movie Dodgeball. And Dodgeball Fever is coming to Limerick with the European Championships being played in Ireland for the first time ever this weekend with over 600 contestants from 21 countries. It's the biggest ever competition in the year's history this year. And our reporter, Joe Caulfield, is there. So what's it like there this morning, Joe?
Well, good morning, Anya. It is a beautiful morning here in Limerick for Dodgeball. I'm here in the main sports arena on the University of Limerick campus. And I have to say, the atmosphere is absolutely electric. I'm sure you can hear it going on in the background there. The only way I can describe the scene here is like a massive, gigantic basketball court that has been subdivided into dodgeball courts where two teams of six players face off. The competition is absolutely intense. The athleticism on display here this morning is incredible. Currently, the Ireland's women's team are facing off against Spain. It's going well for us. Supporters have been coming here since early this morning. I was here around 11 o'clock and already people were taking their seats, getting the best positions, cheering on the players in the warm-up and just generally creating a great buzz around the place. I spoke to some of the fans a little bit earlier on who told me why they love this sport so much.
My name's Sarah, I'm from Derry. I've got a load of friends involved who all play for a team in Belfast called Crossfire. Some of them are playing for Ireland, some of them are playing for Northern Ireland. So we've come down just to support them all.
Oh yeah, it's really good. You get a lot of the teams who be, as you can hear, cheering in the background, playing the music for their own teams and basically just having a good laugh.
Is it a competitive sport when they get going?
Yeah, well, as you can see here, there must be 200-300 here, and it's quite competitive.
Your daughter plays for a cross team. Will you just tell me a little bit about how inclusive it is?
It was a girl she works with, was playing for this team. It's Crossfire, you call the team, and it's both communities in Northern Ireland coming together for the enjoyment of the same sport.
It's brilliant. I mean, most people only know dodgeball from the film, and you'll think it's ridiculous, you'll think it's funny. It's actually really not. It's such a skilled sport. It's really fast.
And you say, Joe, it's going well for us. Tell me a bit about the teams and the competition. Who are the favourites and what are our chances?
So there are 76 teams across 21 European countries here this weekend. There's over 600 athletes and other coaches and trainers who are here. They'll be competing across men's, women's and mixed events. I've been told the favourites for the men's team are England, but Northern Ireland have won the last two men's Euros and Austria are the current world champions. So it's really all to play for in terms of the title. Ireland are a little bit further back in the pecking order, but hope to get out of their groups and be competitive in the knockout stages. Anything can happen once they're in those sudden death events. I caught up with Ireland women's team captain Katie Kincaid a little bit earlier and Emmy from Sweden, who told me how they were feeling going into the first game of the tournament.
Not too bad. I think once we start playing, they'll kick up a bit, but fairly okay at the minute. So I started playing just after COVID, when everything kind of started opening back up again. My partner's been playing for about 12 years, so he got me into it. So I came along to a few sessions in Phoenix Park in Dublin, and I just loved it. Just the team, the camaraderie, getting to play with the boys in mixed games is really interesting. Not very many sports you get to play alongside the boys, so it's very satisfying to hit them with the ball every so often. We've got people who play for our Dublin team from all over the world, and they've all come together, and we kind of go on trips, we go on tournaments together, we go on holidays. It's really great.
It sounds like a great sport for making friends and for keeping fit, like a real kind of community sport almost.
Yeah, and it's really, really inclusive, as we said, about, you know, girls and boys playing together and then obviously two separate teams. And they've got two different types of dodgeball, so foam and cloth. So foam would be very big in kind of America, Asia, Australia, and then cloth's really big here. But there's kind of something for everybody really to bring them together.
How widely played is it globally?
In Ireland, it's kind of up and coming. We've got about 5 or 6 clubs across the country. But in places like England, they've got junior teams, youth teams, university teams coming all the way through. So it's really, really taking off there.
So I'm Emmy Orn from Sweden, and I play in the foam category, both mixed and women's.
How long are you playing dodgeball, and what attracted you to the sport?
I have played dodgeball around 3 years soon, and I'm an old handball player. And you know, when I stopped playing handball, I thought like my career in this sort of area was over, but then I found dodgeball.
Tell me about the athleticism required for it. Is it a physically demanding sport?
It is, like, because you need to be very, you know, you need to be fast, you need to have a strong arm, you need to be able to dodge and jump, so it is physical.
And joining me now is Ireland men's team captain John Taff and first head of Irish Dodgeball Association, Thomas Heitzman. Thomas, just tell us, first of all, what was it like organising this event and how significant is it to have the European Championships in Ireland?
Well, as we are a small country and it's been a while we wanted to bring an international tournament here, and we managed to get one of the biggest one at the moment, and we are the one who introducing the new division, the form division, so it's really good to feel it. And with Limerick, University of Limerick working together, it's really nice to have this big tournament here.
And John, tell me a little bit about your journey and what attracted you to dodgeball in the first place.
Well, I'm a bit sports mad. I've tried everything from soccer, rugby, growing up. Decided to give something different a try, tried a load of different sports, but one dodgeball session got hooked. That was 8 years ago now. I think I've barely missed a week since. It's been fantastic. I started playing locally in Dublin. Within a couple of years, I was playing for Ireland, going to Madison Square Garden, going to Canada. Brings you all over the world. You meet some great people. It's fantastic.
How are you going to go this weekend?
Look, we're optimistic. I think we're kind of dark horses in the foam division. A lot of people have put us down beforehand, but we're quietly confident in what we can do.
Did the movie Dodgeball have literally any influence in you joining the sport?
Not me specifically, but it does draw people to it. Some people try and make a joke out of it, but at the end of the day, it's a fun movie, it's a fun sport. Anything that paints us in a fun light is what we aim for, and it's something we're actually kind of proud of.
Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Good luck in the tournament. It is a fantastic achievement even to have it here and to organise it so well. In the famous words of Patrick O'Houlihan, there are 5 D's in dodgeball: dodge, duck, dip, dive and dodge. And that's good life advice for us all. Back to you, Anya.
Well done you, Joe, for saying all of those. And the time now is 8 minutes to 9.